Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We are back today with Louis Zaffirini, and we are talking about the 42nd Annual National Right to Life Convention. The theme is We the People Defending Life, and we did talk yesterday a little about that theme that was spoken, so just quickly give us a kind of a summary of why that theme.
We the People Defending Life is in honor of all the pro-life people who have been defending life by pushing life-protecting legislation all year and all the work that they do to raise awareness of the most defenseless of human life in our communities, the unborn, the medically dependent, or the elderly.
Now, the convention this year is going to be June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Arlington, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. I know some conventions people need to be selected as delegates or something to go, but this is a convention where anybody can come. Pro-life grassroots people are certainly invited. There's nothing that they have to do in order to come other than, I guess, pay the registration and maybe make their hotel or travel plans.
Yes. Anybody who's pro-life and wants to make a difference in their community should really come to the convention if they're able. It's the best place to get the latest news, resources, and tips to be truly effective in helping to protect human life.
Why don't you tell us a little about some of the speakers that they will hear if they're able to come to the convention?
Certainly. We have Stephen Mosher, who's president of Population Research Institute. He'll be speaking on the fact that the human population worldwide has reached 7 billion people. The title of his speech will be 7 Billion People. Will Everyone Please Relax? Debunking the Overpopulation Myth. We'll also have president of Live Action Films, Lila Rose, who will be discussing the work of her organization to promote the sanctity of life and how they expose Planned Parenthood. We also have Monsignor James Lasante speaking at our prayer breakfast, which is a separately ticketed event for Friday morning. And the title of his speech will be Life, Liberty, and Other Things You Can't Mandate Away.
Now, those are speakers that have already been confirmed, and I know we are still working on some more. But I have heard all of these people speak, and they are absolutely wonderful, and I'm looking forward to them. So I certainly hope that a lot of our listeners will be able to come and hear them as well. I love the title of Stephen Mosher's talk. We have 7 billion people in the world, but relax, it's not the end of the world.
We were very lucky to have Mr. Mosher speak at our convention 2 years ago when he spoke about the very important work that he did in investigating China and exposing their one-child policy. But as his title implies, he works for the Population Research Institute. He has a lot to say about demographics and the fact that there are people in the world who would like us to believe that, you know, there's no more space on this planet for one more person. And he has some very, very interesting things to say in response to that. And I'm truly looking forward to hear him speak.
I think that's going to be an absolutely wonderful session. And that's how we're going to be opening the convention with Stephen Mosher on Thursday morning, June 28th. Now, the convention, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Arlington, Virginia. And we do have information and resource links at our website, www.prolifeperspective.com. Please join us tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more about our 42nd annual convention.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.